Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hello, and welcome to CFRI's CF Community Voices, coming to you from our home studio in Palo Alto, California. I'm Sue Landgraf, Executive Director of Cystic Fibrosis Research Incorporated, CFRI, and I'm very pleased to welcome our viewers and listeners. We have a very special program ahead, but before getting started, I want to thank our generous sponsors, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Chiesa USA, Gilead Sciences, Genentech, and Proteostasis Therapeutics. I also would like to note that no information presented in this podcast is intended for a patient's diagnosis or treatment. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you, and let's get started.
Hi, I'm Mary Helmers, and I'm the CF Nurse Coordinator at Stanford Children's Hospital. I've been there for almost 33 years, and I'm going to talk to you today on packing your bags, you're taking a trip. So planning ahead. Planning ahead is probably the most important thing to do, because if you don't plan ahead, you know, last minute things can always occur, and with CF, unfortunately, you kind of need to plan ahead. So the biggest and most important thing is to talk to your care team. If you are planning a trip, a big trip especially, talk with your care team at your visit, and also talk with your child. Connecting with the care team beforehand is important because that way we can make sure your child is healthy for travel, and we'd like to maybe assess the patient before they go out on a trip, especially if it's a long trip. We want you to also discuss with your child that CF doesn't take vacations, unfortunately, and that even though they're on a vacation having fun, that you'll still need to take your medicines and do your treatments while you're on vacation. Also, we want you to identify the closest CF center where your destination will be, only because if there were to be an emergency or your child gets ill during the vacation, you have a connection while you're there to take your child to be seen. Make sure the accommodations where you're going to stay also supports all your needs for CF, and I'm going to talk over more of the tips later in the talk regarding that. Make a checklist, another big important thing to do. I know I forget a lot of things. Every day at work I have to make a checklist because there's lots of things I forget, or if somebody comes up to me and says something to me, I write it down on a piece of notebook and paper. But making a checklist is really important for families who have children with CF and adults with CF. So that makes sure you pack everything, you've got all your meds, you've got everything you need to do your treatments, and also packing all the fun things too. Don't just make a checklist for all the meds and stuff, make a checklist for all the fun things like swimsuit, beach ball, or wherever you're gonna go, skis, Disney hats if you're going to Disneyland. This will help make sure that all your medications, all the equipment, all the other necessities are ready to go when you plan to pack your bag to go on your trip, and nothing's left behind. So you're prepared. So in being prepared, there's a lot of things you need to do before you go. Unfortunately, we all have a lot of things when we do to travel, but with CF, we also have a lot more things to do. You need to make sure you have all your medicines that will get you through your vacation. So if you don't have them all, please call your pharmacy and make sure you get all the refills on your medications that you will need to take while you are traveling. You also want to make sure, because a lot of times families forget this, is that you have enough medicines when you get back, so that way you're not taking your meds really great while you're on your trip, but then when you return home, you don't have any of your medications. Pack extra food and snacks for your child, especially if you're in a car ride or even on an airplane or a train for that matter, because they do get hungry, and make sure you pack your enzymes if they take enzymes. Make a list of healthy, high-fat foods that offer good salt and caloric boost, like nuts, cheese, avocados, beef jerky, Ensure, Pediasure, something that's very portable and quick that they can take or that they like when you're on your travels. Packing it up. Whether you're driving in a car or taking a train or flying on an airplane, make sure you have enough room for all your equipment, your vest, your compressor, your extra suitcases full of medicines or tubing or neb tubing. Again, syringes, needles, anything that you may need to keep your child healthy on your vacation. Also bring the fun things like cards, card games, coloring items, iPad, movies, to help alleviate boredom, especially in the car ride or even on an airplane. But sometimes airplanes are real fun for kids because they may never have taken one. So that in itself is kind of an adventure and kind of can help alleviate boredom in itself. But having these things will also help them, not ask that question that we all, I'm sure, have asked. How much farther do we have to go? How much longer? Stop and get out of the car if you're driving. Obviously, you can't do that on a train or a plane, but if you're in a car and it's a long road trip, make sure you get out every couple of hours and let them run around and, you know, play a quick game of tag or just walk around just to get a little fresh air. All kids are anxious and don't want to be, you know, sitting in a car for hours on end. I know I don't even like sitting in a car for hours on end, but if they can run around a little bit, and that's kind of good airway clearance too, it gets them out and get them some hydration, give them some water, Gatorade, whatever, and then get on your way back to your destination. If you're on a train, get up and walk the aisles at least every hour. Just anybody should be doing that, actually, just to get up and move so you're not just sitting still the whole time. And when it's safe on a plane, there's times when obviously it's not safe and they make you keep your seatbelt on the whole time. Get up and stretch your legs every 30 to 60 minutes, depending on the length of the flight. If it's a short flight for an hour, you may not be able to get up. But if it's a, 5 to 10 hour flight, if you're going internationally, make sure you do get up if it's not during sleeping hours and get, yourself moving up and down the cabin. Now, one of my objectives was, what is something you definitely need when you're traveling? And here it is. You need a travel letter from your CF care team. And I have done numerous ones of these. And I used to have the doctor's name on them. Now I just sign my own name and I do them myself. And this is a template, which you may not be able to see on here, but hopefully you will be able to see it at some point. And it's very detailed. It gives a little bit about what CF is and things that patients with CF need when they're traveling. And one of the biggest things they need is to be able to carry everything with them on the plane or even on a train. Obviously in your car, it's there, you pack it up. Nobody's gonna, make you put it underneath the baggage claim area. But in an airplane, we've not had any patients have any problem with this as long as they have this note. And again, there'll be further tips later on that I'll go over regarding this as well. But this ensures that you're able to keep all your medications with you, your vest and your compressor, because if your luggage gets lost, you need these items with you. You cannot, get another quick compressor or a vest right at your hands when you get to your destination. So this is really important for you to make sure that you ask your care team. And it is helpful if you ask us at least a few weeks in advance, even a couple of months if you're planning a trip. Sometimes last minute we are able to do it. But just be mindful of that it is not just a quick thing we can, type up, but we will do that if we need to. So other tips. Ask if there is another device that your child may or may not be able to use for airway clearance. Because your vest, most patients nowadays use a vest. Some patients still do the old-fashioned CPT where they're doing the chest pat-pats on their kids or even adults. But most people use a vest, and it is kind of bulky. Sometimes for patients, because if they're not needing to use the vest for a two-week trip, a physician may say, fine, we'll let you use an aerobica or a flutter or a PEP device. These are little handheld portable devices that you can connect your nebulizer with. You still need your compressor and nebs to be done, but you don't have the big vest with you. Again, this is completely determined specifically by your physician, so you should ask them, but something to ask them. Always pack extra water bottles, Gatorade, because especially if you're going to a destination that's hot, and if you're in the car, you can have a bunch of that. On a plane, you obviously have to buy them at the airport, but please still do that when you're on the plane because you want to stay well hydrated. And also on the train, you can carry this with you as well. Oxygen documentation. This was another thing I was talking about. So depending on if you wear oxygen or need oxygen, even though you may not wear oxygen back at home, some patients require it when they're flying because of the altitude. So there's tests that your care providers can do to see if you require that. They can do it at your clinic or local hospital that you attend to go to. And if you need that in advance, you need to find out, because it's not like you can get on a plane and there's oxygen. Even though they drop down when they're for emergencies, that oxygen there is only for emergencies. It's not there for people who are needing it in times of distress. So you need to ask your physician if you need it, tell them where you're going. Then if your test says you do need it, then you would need to contact the airline you're flying with and ask what their position is on that. There's certain protocols for different airlines that they will tell you what you need. And then you bring it to your care team and we help set that up for you. Documentation for theme parks. We do this a lot, actually. Some theme parks and other special destination places allow people with chronic conditions like CF to be able to get a special pass so you don't have to wait in a long line. And a lot of the theme parks are in very hot areas. Disneyland is in LA or it's in Florida, and those places get really hot. And so there's lots of reasons we can put down that we don't want you standing in a line for a long period of time. And dehydration is one of them, making sure you're not in the excess heat. And these passes can happen, but you need usually a letter from your physician. I would contact the local theme park that you're going to and ask them if they have these or offer these to families with CF, and then get the paperwork that is needed and bring it back to us and we'll sign it before your trip. Again, all the time with all of these things, it is much better if you plan ahead. If it's a last minute trip, obviously these things can be done, but it's not as easy. So planning ahead is very important to getting all these things accomplished. Customs certificate. If you're flying out of the country or going internationally, you may need a customs certificate, and that's another type of travel letter that's stamped and signed by your provider. I would not be the one signing that, obviously. This just explains where you're traveling to, why you're traveling. It could be for a business trip, for an adult CF, or it could be for an Olympic tryout for some of our younger kids, or it could just be a family vacation and you're going abroad. But it tells why you need your needles and your syringes and your neb sets and your vest and all your medicines to go and cross the border with you in your hands, not in a bag that's on a plane. The customs certificates usually include the following: your name, your date of birth, a description of CF, list of medication, generic names as well, approximate quantities and frequencies of how often you take your medication and administer them, a list of all your medical supplies that you will need for travel, compressor, neb cups, airway clearance device, diabetic supplies if you have needles for that, or if you have an insulin pump, that should be on there as well. Also, reaction meds if you have a low blood sugar thing, because they're liquids, and liquids, you know, if it's more than 3 ounces, they don't want you taking it on the plane. All of this is very important to do prior to going on your travels. Medication tips, another thing to remember. So a lot of pills are taken by CF patients and families, but there's also medications that are nebulized that do need to be refrigerated. Look in advance to the place where you're staying, and if they don't have a refrigerator in their room, request it. A lot of times they won't charge you for that. Sometimes they may have you put it in their refrigerator. If they do, make sure you put your name and label on it and put a big sign, do not throw away. I have had patients give it to them and they have thrown it away, believe it or not. A lot of times in the rooms, there's mini bars. You can put your medicines and stuff in there. But hopefully you call before and they can accommodate you if they don't have one in the room. The other thing, airplanes do not notoriously have refrigerators, just because some items are cold, but if you really notice, the cans are usually warm and they have ice. They do have ice, but they don't have refrigerators. So you need to carry with you your meds if they require a cooler or an insulated like lunch bag or a plastic bag or something where you can put an ice pack in there and bring that with you on the plane. Very important, because you don't want your medicines to get hot. The same thing when you carry your enzymes. Enzymes need to be stored at room temperature. So a lot of times if you are traveling, people and patients will put them in a backpack or their pocket. And if you're at a place that's like 90 to 100 degrees out, that's not a good safe place for them. So just take with you, like if you're taking an excursion for the day, take with you what you need, maybe pack a little more, but leave the rest back in the hotel room. That would be something we would advise. And also when you're flying, make sure it's in an area that's pretty stable temperature-wise. You don't really want them packed in your suitcase where it's getting all hot, or you don't want them super cold on the ice pack either. Powering your equipment. If you need to use equipment in flight or at a connecting airport, like do a NEB in between you have a layover, then you want to make sure all your equipment has at least 50% battery percentage left on it. Because most planes do not have an electrical charger on them, and you know, unless you have some fancy thing that can charge it like cell phones, it's not going to happen. If you're traveling to another country, a lot of times our cords do not go in their outlet, so you need to have an adapter. Please check with the airline and the place you're going what you need and make sure you get that before you go. You may need a converter. You can also work with your care team to see if we have any, but usually most centers don't carry those there, but we can help you find the place that does. A surge protector is also a good idea if you're traveling to an area where you have unreliable power. That way you make sure you don't run out of your battery for your vest or other compressors. You can purchase most of these things at travel centers or luggage places. You probably can go on Amazon and look for them. I'm sure they're not super cheap, but they're not super expensive either. And if you're one that travels a lot, you can keep it for further travel. When you're flying as well, if you need assistance while you're flying, please ask for it. Assistance is better if you ask before you get on the flight, but even if you forget that that's one thing on your list you forgot to do, oh shoot, we surely should have had a wheelchair so they don't have to walk that far. Again, we encourage you to walk and move around as much as possible. This would be more for people who do get short of breath or can't walk a long distance, and not saying that you can't ask for that even if you're doing well, because you may get tired. But request the wheelchair. It's at no cost to you. When you're booking your ticket, tell them, you know, my child wears oxygen and we're going to need assistance getting on and off the plane. Or my child, you know, has a disease where they get a little bit of short of breath at times. We need to have a wheelchair there for us for when we go, you know, walking off the plane all the way to the baggage claim. That would helpful, especially if you're in a destination that's very warm. You tend to get more short of breath. Even if you're feeling fine, you just get tired out easily. You can also request to pre-board. There shouldn't be any extra fee for that. Southwest is one of the best ones because they let you get on all the time. But all the other ones should also allow you to get on as well. And all it takes is you just asking them. We have put it in our travel letters as well to let patients pre-board prior to coming. We did that on the letter for families. Again, doing things in advance will help make your trip flow a lot easier. And the biggest thing is to have fun, and don't forget to take pictures of every place you go. Your care team likes to see that you're going out on trips and having vacations and doing stuff that you should be doing, like every other person in this world does. We don't want to stop you from doing this. We want to help encourage you to do this, and so we want to make it as easy as possible. So please ask us when you're planning a big trip, and we will be there to help you. Thank you.